What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Kill Tony Mania 2 just happened. And now it is out in podcast form in both video and audio form. Video, obviously, killtony.com/YouTube.com/killtony. And the audio, all podcast forms. I love the show in both forms. I listen and re-listen and watch and vice versa. I hot corner it and serpentine. Anyway, so this one, like last year, up in San Francisco, Cobb's Comedy Club. This year, it's two nights, four shows, so two shows each night. Episode 402 through 405 are the episode numbers. If you want to listen, they're also, you know, titled Kill Tony Mania. But an amazing, amazing collection of shows. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the show in general, Kill Tony. If I were to describe it to people, I would say it is my favorite expression of all forms of comedy, kind of packaged into one weekly show. You have your stand-up comedy from beginners, open micers to headliners. You have characters. You have improv, you have sketch, you have musical comedy, you have roast comedy, you get like the late night talk show banter comedy, you get podcast interview comedy, you get every form of comedy, I would say, dark comedy, sad comedy, drunk comedy, high comedy, you get all the different kinds of comedy, all mixed up into one, and I love it. And the band comes out in different characters for each show, and they play different characters, and they dress up as different characters. And in the first episode, they come out as the Cat Burglars, which is a classic character for the band. The show, in general, was a solid episode of Kill Tony from top to bottom. They've really nailed down their video and audio quality consistency. Audio specifically, I mean, they've definitely made improvements over the years, but I think past few years they've really fine-tuned it even more, and just makes it even more enjoyable to watch without having the huge fluctuations in sound. So amazing sound, amazing audio. First episode, classic episode. Now episode 403. The second episode, the late night episode of the first night that they're there. And the band comes out as Golden Girls, which I believe is the first time that they've come out as Golden Girls. Jesse Johnson is in town. One of the main staples, I should say, of Kill Tony Mania is that they have a lot of popular comedians that have been on the show before, you know, that have been pulled out of the bucket of destiny in past episodes, have special guest appearances. They have a rotating panel of people where usually it's two stand-up comedians as guests that join Tony and Redman on panel. But in these Mania shows, they bring up the special guest to do a minute of comedy, and then they get to join panel and make fun of upcoming talent that is in the area that signed up and gets pulled out of the bucket. So you get Jesse Johnson, who is playing a golden girl, just hilarious characters, instant classic. If they haven't done it already, I'd love to see them, you know, that being one of their main kind of things. But the episode in general was very special. One, you get to see Tony try his best to hold a train wreck together. Right? You see how good Tony is as a host. I can only imagine the insane just anger. I'm surprised steam didn't come flowing out of his ear holes during the show, because Red Band, Trash Can, turned into Drunk Band, and it happens now and then. Sometimes it's Joelberg, Sometimes it's Red Band. Sometimes it's a guest. Sometimes it's Michael Bisping. Sometimes it's somebody on stage, which there was definitely in, I believe, a Sacramento show. There was a chick that came up on stage just completely wasted. And it's just embarrassing for me, knowing that I've recorded podcasts wasted. It's just embarrassing watching other people do and make mistakes that I've made and, you know, will probably make in the future if I ever become a guest on somebody's show ever again. I don't know. People don't really hit me up anymore. Yeah, so Golden Girls, epic, Red Band drunk, still producing, although he did mute his mic a few times on accident during the end of the show, which also funny. If you just had a tight shot of that whole episode, or especially towards the end of the episode, on just Tony and Red Band, and seeing Tony just constantly off mic, you know, I would love to know the things he was saying to Red Band throughout the episode. Did seem like towards at the very end of the episode that Red Band was very apologetic. He kind of understood what he was doing finally. But I thought it was hilarious as a fan of the show from, you know, the Hinchcliffe's notes, to see moments where, you know, there's not every... It's weird because it was an epic episode, not only because of the Golden Girls, not only because Red Band was drunk, but it ended with a dick-showing competition where a comic was on stage and just during his one-minute set would reference his big dick like constantly. Then during the interview portion, he would try to reference it at like every other sentence was some kind of reference to the size of his dick. And Jeremiah, one of the Golden Girls, I forget the character's name, he offered to go backstage with the comic and, you know, actually verify the size. And while that was going on, somebody from the audience wanted to go and show Jeremiah his dick and how many piercings it had. So he did. And then a little person came out of the stage and showed his dick. And then the first guy finally showed his dick. And then we found out, spoilers, the little guy was packing heat. And it was just one of the most hilarious. I mean, it was, as far as the four episodes of the Kill Tony Mania, I would say episode 403 and then episode 405 are two great examples of the show. 405 just being top to bottom, a solid, great Kill Tony episode. All the characters were funny. It's just a solid episode from top to bottom. Everything was clean and flawless. Then you got 403, where it's like just the insanity that is capable on this show, because there's so many moving parts. The times when it goes off the rails, it from somebody who produces podcasts and that's been a fan of this show, Kill Tony, forever. I do enjoy the moments where things kind of start to fall apart, and then, you know, Tony has to try not to kill everybody. But yeah, I loved it. And then 404, episode 404. Right, so 403, classic episode, amazing episode. They're all amazing. Watch all four of them. If you never watched Kill Tony, watch Kill Tony Mania, episode 402, 403, 404, 405. Watch all four of those. You'll get to see all the regulars. You'll get to see the best version of the show in all of its different forms. But episode 404 is by far the best drum solo that Joel Berg has ever done during a Mexican drum off. It was the cleanest, tightest drum solo that he's ever done, and it was flawless and it was amazing. And as always, he maintained, and he's been coming up against stiff competition recently. Anytime somebody gets pulled out of a bucket and they do their stand up and they do their 1 minute, and then they're getting interviewed, if they have experience playing the drums, there is a chance for that comedian to become the new drummer in the Kill Tony band, and they have to battle Joel Berg is his nickname. When he crushes, they chant. It's amazing. But during the drum off, they have competitions, and they all suck. Usually suck. Even when they're good, they're not as good as Joel. He's been coming up against, there was one in Sacramento, I think, that was very close. If not for Joel being naked and doing backflips and deep throating a dildo, he may, I like the actual drum. It was, he fucked up. He fucked up a few times. He lost the drumstick. It was not the prettiest performance. And I think he wanted to come back. And I think he did it in episode 404 where they're emos. He destroyed it with the drum off. And I loved it. And also David Lucas, the new regular, William Montgomery, they were both hilarious. William as a panel person was hilarious. And Ryan J. Ebelt, the artist, was up there as well. And amazing work from him. It was just an amazing, amazing episodes. I highly recommend checking them all out. Kill Tony Mania 2. Can't wait for next year. Maybe, hopefully, I'll be in a financial place where I can travel to San Francisco and go watch some Kill Tony shows. Or maybe just afford to drive out to L.A. and watch them on Mondays. But that's it for this episode of The Ray Taylor Show. New episodes come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Go buy my artwork over at inspireddisorder.com and save 25% when you use coupon code RTS. Follow me on social media at Ray Taylor. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!